Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, hour number two on a Friday afternoon. Little Earth, Wind, and Fire to get you going. Mad Max, not wearing a Blue Jays uniform.
No, I'm
on
wearing,
loan.
Wearing another blue shirt today.
Yeah, yeah. You want to reveal the contents of that blue shirt or no?
Chomp, chomp.
Chomp,
Joe Gators.
Chomp, baby. The team that won your boy a robust net $13.
Huge, huge future.
I mean, you know, not only once did I bet them to win the championship, but I bet them twice.
Ooh.
And I got different odds.
Double up.
And I picked them in my ESPN bracket.
I did as well.
In which I think I got 93% right.
Oh, yeah? You want to hear mine?
And still finished in like 1,000,000th place.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I had 17,000th.
Ooh.
99.9, baby.
What?
I know.
99.9? Is that percent of...
That's I don't know how ESPN's percentage thing works.
Is that like the teams that were in the Final Four? Or?
I think it's... I don't know. I wish I knew.
It was weird because like...
Because then I could brag about it a
little bit more. The percentages were really high. And that, I mean, that seems like... I mean, no offense to you. That seems pretty high to get 99.9% correct.
Yeah. No, it is. My Final Four was right. Picked the winner, picked the championship. I had Duke losing to Houston. The one miss was in my the Sweet 16. I had Kentucky beating Tennessee. That was wrong. That was
and
the
that
only
was
one.
Your only miss in the entire tournament?
No. I had VCU making it to the round of 32.
I was going to say.
I had... Where else? I had St. John's.
So how do they get 99.9% then?
I think it's like 99% of point. I need somebody much smarter than me to call in and tell me.
I don't know how they do that. I was confused by that as well.
Some of my first round matchups weren't great either. But
the Florida Chomp Chomps got
chomp,
the job
chomp, baby.
Done.
The champions.
The champions. They are the champions. No doubt about it. Hopefully the Capitals will be the Stanley Cup champions.
Oh, fingers crossed.
In mid-June. We say hello to our good friend, Burn Baby Burn. Bernie in Rockville. What up, Burn?
Not much. Living a dream out here in Montgomery County, delivering food to people who value the service and people who do not, which was my last customer, but you know.
Oh, no. What happened?
People don't tip in driving rainstorms. They need a lesson in humanity.
Yeah,
but people I
are
like
cheap.
Talking about the Washington
people
Capitals,
are cheap bastards. I'll just
and,
say that.
You know, for every good one, there's a bad one.
Yeah.
So it is what it is. It's the life I live.
How about the boys in the red, white, and blue?
Yeah.
Your Eastern Conference champion, Washington Capitals.
Yes. Yes.
And I would.
I mean, like, you know more hockey than anybody I know. I wouldn't. To me, I felt really good about the second period. That's easy to see. I didn't feel so good about everything else. Did you?
Well, if Freddie Anderson doesn't rob Connor McMichael, it's 5-2.
That's fair.
They come down the stretch nice and easy. So I mean, that turned it going. I didn't like the welcome mat they pretty much left open for Carolina on the 6-on-5 goal, but it is what it is. They just got to get through it. And once the playoffs get here, no more 3-on-3 overtime, no more shootouts. It's all 5-on-5, and Caps are still one of the best teams in the NHL playing 5-on-5 hockey.
It would help if they have Protas back. I'll say that.
Yeah, I think it's more precautionary than anything, being a cut on the top of the foot. Yeah, I'd like to see them put Beauvillier in the Protas spots the next four games. He's 6'3", and he's got a speed element that, I mean, Protas is more of a big, bulky element, and his speed's improved, but I'd give Beauvillier a look at the last four games. You also still have Ethan Frank you can throw in there for a game or two to spell some guys as well. And you got plenty of guys in Hershey you can bring up for a game mm-hmm. here and there with the two midweek games coming up. You won't have to worry about messing them up as they're going for an Eastern Conference title of their own.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we could play roster games all we want, but there's still something.
Oh, yeah, not Protas.
Yeah. I mean, not only Protas, but and obviously right now, Logan Thompson, although I expect that to change, there's still something missing right now where I've seen too many odd man. Like last night on the power play, right before they scored, I think the Dylan Strome power play marker, they gave up an odd man break and a near goal shorthanded, which would have put them down 3-1. You know, they gave up a 2-on-1 to a fourth line winger goal on Sunday in New York. They're giving up two goals late in the third period last night. Granted, one was on a screen, but the other one was quick bang, 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 like almost no resistance.
To be fair, Rooster, we've been giving up a lot of odd mans and breakaways all season long. That's been the real concern for me with the D especially is a lot of times they're so concerned about puck possession, they don't make the simple play out of the zone. And John Carlson gets caught in a lot of bad spots with soft plays on the puck. I mean, he's still our most reliable guy, but at times, all six of the D at times have really been soft on the puck. In the playoffs, you just got to be hard. I'll take an extra icing if you have a Dowd or an Eller or a Dubois on the ice to take the draw. In the playoffs, you have to be as sure on the puck as anything because, like we all know, Chris, one bad bounce, one bounce off a stanchion, one poor call, it means anything. One belly button of Lars Eller changes the whole whole 2018 narrative.
Yeah, no, that's fair. That's fair. And sometimes that's what it, you know, when people say the Stanley Cup playoffs are random, you know, that's sort of what feeds into that, right? Is puck luck and bounces and caroms and different little weird things. And I suppose that's all sports. But right now, even though they won last night, and, you know, again, 50 wins, 50-year Eastern Conference, all of that, great second period, even though there were moments and they were good in the shootout, right? And Charlie stood up tall in the shootout. I still need to see more. And I know that's rough to ask for, but I still need to see better because if they go against a team like Ottawa, who's got speed and transition in the first round, and it's looking like it's Ottawa or Montreal, they could be exposed a little bit.
Well, we'll know tonight because Ottawa and Montreal play each other. If Montreal wins, they'll be within a point of Ottawa. If Ottawa wins, we're pretty much all bets mm-hmm. are off for anyone catching Ottawa for that first wild card. But one thing I have on my mind, and both Ottawa and Montreal are pesky as heck. Like you said, a lot of young guys, a lot of hungry guys. I mean, Brady Tkachuk's first kick at the can in the Stanley Cup playoffs in 7 years. You can't tell me he isn't going to be motivated getting on the ice for that first game of the playoffs. But one thing I on my mind, I remember when Boston had that great season 2 years ago, and they went with Linus Ullmark for the first six games when they were rotating their goalies all season long. I might be in the minority on this, Chris. I'd like to keep what was working in the middle of the season. LT for one, Lindgren for one. Remember, we went into 2018 with Grubauer playing the first two games, and he took over for relief. I'd keep the goalie rotation because I feel like they were at their best when we were rotating the goaltenders
when they were fresher.
In November, December, January.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, most teams, as you know, don't do that, but there's no book that says you have to do it a certain way. And with Logan Thompson's injury and the time that he's missed, and the fact that he wasn't very good, quite honestly, the last week and a half or so before the injury, and including the night that he got injured, I don't see him just going right back and being unquestionably the number one.
Exactly. And also, it's nice to have the...
Yep. Did we lose Bernie?
You have a two-time Calder Cup goaltender and Hunter Shepherd. It's one in every level that he's played as your third.
No doubt.
I see him starting tomorrow probably, and with Charlie getting the last three.
Yeah,
so
that makes sense because you got a quick back-to-back with Columbus. All right, tell those cheapskates to start tipping you, okay?
Oh, yeah. The good ones are always out there, too. So it always bounces out. Like in life, everything bounces out. But one thing is always on top is Chris Russell and Mad Max doing their thing from 1 to 4 on the Team 980.
That a boy. Cut that promo up there, Mad Max. Thank you, Burn Baby Burn. Appreciate you. Be safe out there. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's get to Lap in D.C., who wants to talk a little Josh Johnson, who we will get more into. We've just started to scratch the surface on the new, once again, Commanders quarterback. Hello, Lap. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Rooster?
What's up,
hey,
Lappy?
I always wondered with Josh Johnson because I like him, and I believe he was with us the year Alex Smith got hurt, right?
So he was with the Commander, or then the Redskins, yes, in that 2018 year. I remember he started, he was not on the roster when Alex got hurt. He was not on the roster.
I didn't understand if Josh Johnson knew.
Say again?
No, he came. Didn't we go get Mark Sanchez first?
Exactly. Well, because Alex got hurt, they only had Alex and Colt McCoy were the only two quarterbacks. This is how dumb Bruce Allen was. And I guess Jay Gruden was part of this decision too. Jay, but I would say that this was not a good decision, and I said it loud, and nobody cared, and I was right, I was right, I was right. When Alex Smith got hurt, they had literally two quarterbacks in the entire organization. Alex Smith and Colt McCoy. Then Alex goes out, and obviously you know it's an awful injury, right? So on a short week, because remember, that was the Sunday before Thanksgiving, they played in Dallas on Thanksgiving Day. They had Colt McCoy, and then they signed Mark Sanchez the next day. So Sanchez was the backup quarterback, and he was okay. Then Colt gets injured in the Thanksgiving Day game. So then 11 days later, they play on Monday Night Football in Philadelphia, and it's Sanchez starting. And by that point, they had signed Josh Johnson, and then Sanchez, I believe, got hurt or something happened. And then I think it was the next week in Jacksonville that Josh Johnson actually played and actually played reasonably well. And then other things fell apart after that.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, he played good. Now, he knew the offense a little bit more. Wasn't he more familiar with Jay Gruden's offense than Mark Sanchez was?
I believe so. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. So, I mean, Sanchez's thing, the reason why they signed Sanchez was because he was with Kevin O'Connell in as quarterbacks with the Jets and also under Bill Callahan. So that was kind of the okay. impetus there. Okay. Whereas Josh Johnson, at that point, had been with – he had been – I'm trying to remember the connection. He had been you know what it was? He was with Jay in 2013 when Jay was the offensive coordinator of the Bengals before he became the head coach here. That's what it was.
You. Gotcha. So he was already familiar.
Yeah.
I just don't understand why didn't they go after him initially? Because wasn't Mark Sanchez sitting on his sofa or sitting on his couch or something?
Yeah.
Really
I don't know.
I
don't know. So well, it's interesting, you know, as you fast forward it, you whatever happened that year, and again, that was incompetent management of the entire roster.
Yeah.
This year, I mean, you'll hope that Josh Johnson doesn't have to play, obviously. Let's start there, right? I don't even know if Josh Johnson's going to make the roster.
Definitely.
Because if Sam Hartman, who is accurate, mobile, doesn't have a very strong arm, doesn't have a lot of zip, but if he's better in year two than he was, and remember, he was in this system all of last year, so he's studying, he's learning, he's seeing, he's practicing, he's scout teaming, what have you. If he's better, he could be the number three, and Johnson could either get cut or... remember, with the veteran practice squad rules, he could wind up just staying on the practice squad until some team needs a quarterback.
Yeah, that's true. Do you think it has something to do with him being teammates with Lamar Jackson?
Sure. I mean, it's not exactly the same.
I know B. mentioned that earlier.
Yeah, it's not exactly the same scheme, but...
Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, ideally you want your backup quarterbacks, right? And if you think about it, again, Marcus Mariota proved that he could come in and run Cliff Kingsbury's system last year with relatively no drop-off. So if you have if you have a third quarterback that suddenly becomes the second quarterback because of an injury to the first – and he's a completely different quarterback than the first and the second quarterback, then you got to change too many things around.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of like what happened with Cleveland a couple of years ago when they went through all these quarterbacks and eventually wound up with Joe Flacco, and it worked okay, and it worked fine down the stretch. But, you know, you don't want basically the Chrysler building and a fleet of Lamborghinis, to use a car analogy, as your quarterbacks. You'd ideally like a fleet of Lamborghinis and a Corvette. Does that make sense?
Quick question too, Rooster. If we, since we don't have a third round pick, do you think we're going to get a defensive end corner or running back with that first round pick, or trade back and get more picks?
Well, I think ideally they would like to trade back. Whether they can find a way to pull the trigger on that I don't know. I don't think anybody knows, but they would like to trade back. Yes, that is for sure. Now, if they stay at those two picks, and again, if they don't trade 29, I would almost be willing to guarantee they'll trade 61 and move back. You know, of course, it depends on who's available and all that stuff, but I would say corner, running back, and edge are the top three needs the way I look at it. So, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll
But again, if they don't trade that first pick at 29 for whatever reason, I would almost be willing to bet for sure they would trade the second round 61 overall, because they've got to recoup some picks to move around the board too. It's not only for more picks, it's also to have the ability to move around the board, say, in the fourth round, right? If a player is there at you know, you're scheduled right now after the Houston deal with Laremy Tunsil to pick 128. If there's a player at 126 that you had, I don't know, a top 100 grade on, and you fear that team 126 or team picking 127 might pick that guy, you might want to move up. Well, if you don't have the extra picks to move up and surrender, you know, and you're already dipping into the pool for next year, which they have, you know, that's why it's so important to move down. So again, while everybody's focused on them moving down in the first round, yes, I would say they're very much going to try that. But if they don't, for whatever reason, if they don't like what's being offered, then they very much could move down again in the second round and recoup maybe not as much as you could by dropping out of the first round, but you could recoup an extra pick along the way. Maybe it's just a fifth round pick, which you don't have, by moving two spots back or something like that in the second round. Lappy, I appreciate you. I got to run. We're up against it. We have a Masters leaderboard update right here, right now on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Men, when was the last time you felt unstoppable? Low testosterone could be draining your energy, strength, and sex drive. At Beaumont Health and Wellness, we help men reclaim their power with hormone replacement therapy, weight loss, and IV hydration. Get peak performance with our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to fire up your system. Beaumont Health and Wellness. Age is just a number. Desire is forever. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Yes, sir. On a Friday night. Hope you're grooving and a-moving. Little Earth, Wind, and Fire. Mad Max is nothing on TV, so...
We got horses, baby.
I mean, I love horse racing. I love thoroughbreds. They're beautiful animals. I get very squeamish watching it.
Yeah.
Because I don't like to see accidents and...
That's
and,
fair. I can't whatever. Find my remote, so I... Yeah, we've got horses on.
Yeah, but there's nothing else on. There's... I mean, there's... Yeah, like, it's a rainy day.
I can throw on The Price is Right if you want. I'd get too Maybe. Into it. That's my problem.
Yeah, there's a repeat of Cold Pizza. There's a repeat of, I don't know, there's like some Ohio State show. There isn't even a baseball game on a Friday afternoon. We've had afternoon baseball on MLB Network all week because everybody plays day games at this time of the year because it's too damn cold. And boy, has it been cold here
Not
in the DMV.
Not a single game. Not yeah. a single game right now.
I mean, if the Cubs, I mean, usually on a Friday afternoon, that's more of a night game type day. But, you know, at this time of the year, a lot of teams still having, again, either their home openers or, again, they're playing in the afternoon because, like, in Detroit this week, it's just,
frigid.
Just brutal, right? Just brutal. All right, 2:30 on the Team 980. So we are halfway home on this Friday afternoon. Good to have you with us. Take it up till 4 o'clock Eastern time if you want to hop in, 301-230-0980. So I was just going through the list on Josh Johnson. So we mentioned 25 different changes to his career timeline. That includes NFL, repeat teams, UFL, USFL, blah, blah, all of that. He comes back to the Commanders today on a one-year deal. Third quarterback. Battling with Sam Hartman. Maybe it's not a battle. Who knows? We'll see.
Would you count the Commanders and Redskins as separate teams? That's my question.
Ooh, no.
Okay. Just wanted to ask.
No. Different name, same organization. Different management, competent management.
It's the same organization, but everything has changed.
But everything has changed. But it is still the same football organization.
Still same fan base.
But I was interested in this. So... He's repeated tenures with the San Francisco 49ers. We told you four times he's been a 49er. Four times. In 2012, 2014, 2020, and 2022.
Damn.
Four times he's been with the 49ers. He's been with the Baltimore Ravens three different times. 2016.
Mm-hmm.
2021.
I remember that.
And then 2023 and last year, 2024.
Remember that as well.
So four times with the 49ers, three times with the Ravens, three separate times. He's been with the New York Jets in 2015, in 2022. one, so twice, with the New York Jets. So that's four times with the 49ers, three times with the Ravens, twice with the Jets. He's been with the Washington Commanders now, or Redskins, twice. He's been with the Cincinnati Bengals in 2015. 2013, that's when he was with Jay, which we talked about, and 2015. 2013 and 2015. So he's repeated teams 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times in his NFL career. Not to mention he's played for the LA Wildcats, whatever those are, the San Diego Fleet, whatever that is.
I remember the UFL.
Yeah. That was right after playing for the Redskins. And he's also played, again, for the San Francisco Mountain Lions. Okay. Very creative. What a terrible name. It doesn't represent our identity. Horrible name. Sorry. I can't resist. So the Sacramento Mountain Lions, not the San Francisco, very important distinction. The Sacramento Mountain Lions, the San Diego Fleet, the Los Angeles Wildcats, and I think that's all the garbage teams that nobody cares about, nobody knows anything about. Also, he's played for the Texans, the Giants, the Raiders, the Detroit Lions, the Broncos, the Colts, the Browns, and started his career as a fifth-round pick in Tampa Bay. That's just, I mean, crazy.
The ultimate journeyman.
He puts journeymen to shame.
Yeah. The hitchhiker? Football hitchhiker?
There's like Josh Johnson. He's got like a duffel bag
He's got a bindle.
I mean, and how about, but interestingly enough, Wikipedia, right, already has, of course, you know, Washington Commanders quarterback, right? They change it over immediately, which often happens. Got him in an old Redskins uniform, throwing the ball with the dark shield and the fanny pack that has the Redskins emblem, the helmet that has, you know, the Redskins helmet on it, an emblem on it, until they get an updated picture with him in a Washington Commanders uniform. There you go. So that's Josh Johnson. When we come back, we'll tell you who he's replacing and what it possibly could mean beyond what we've already discussed. We'll do that next after a trending alert right here, right now, on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, so what does Josh Johnson in the fold mean? Relatively nothing. It just gives you a veteran option who's obviously been in a million systems. But I will say this, right? There's probably been no bigger proponent of the third-string quarterback on an NFL roster than me. So I'd be naive. I'd be not real. I'd be foolish to say it doesn't matter. Because, as my pal Danny Ruye says often, if you get to the third quarterback, you're screwed anyway. Well, actually, you're not. And a guy who signed today, back with the Cleveland Browns, proved this to be, once again, untrue. 2 years ago, when Joe Flacco was the fifth quarterback that the Cleveland Browns had start a game, and he won a couple of regular season games, and they won 11 regular season games and made it to the playoffs. And don't you forget that when Brock Purdy took over, he was not quarterback number two. No, no, no. He was quarterback number three. Trey Lance got hurt early in the year. Jimmy Garoppolo replaced him. Got hurt as usual. And then Brock Purdy took over. And they made it all the way to the conference championship game before Brock Purdy got hurt. And they had Christian McCaffrey taking snaps. So it is categorically untrue, and there's many other examples. It's absolutely untrue that you're screwed if you get to quarterback number three. Completely untrue. yes, if you get to quarterback three, you're going to have a lot of other things go right in order to overcome that. But that's what really good organizations do. They don't just build a quarterback. They build a roster, right? So I'm not dumb. I understand if you get to quarterback three, some things have gone wrong, and you're basically hanging on for dear life. I got it. I understand that. But it's not true at all in any way that if you get to quarterback three or more, that you're screwed, that you have no chance, that your season's over. That's not true. It once used to be, like I remember during Peyton Manning's prime with the Indianapolis Colts, they had a guy named Joe Sorgi, I believe, was the backup quarterback.
Jim Sorgi?
Was it Jim Sorgi. And it was like, oh my God, what would ever happen if Jim Sorgi had to play? And that was the backup quarterback. That was number two. Now we're talking about number three. But I'd be lying to you if I said to you, like, I want three active NFL or three NFL quarterbacks on the active 53-man roster. That's what I want. That's important to me. And I want a fourth on the practice squad in the building in case of injury, which happens all the time, and attrition. If an injury to the starter, Jaden Daniels, knock on whatever this stuff is in front of me.
Plaster, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think it's plaster, but it's not wood. Maybe
That's
it's wood.
Sure.
Maybe it's wood. I don't know.
I hope it's wood.
If something happens to Jaden Daniels, right, Marcus Mariota becomes the starter. Now, on game day, I understand you have roster limitations. You have decisions you got to make. There's the third string emergency quarterback. There's weird rules for that. As you go figure, the NFL, which again hoodwinks everybody and is some of the dumbest decision makers ever, has insanely crazy rules for the third string quarterback, the emergency quarterback. Go figure, right? They just can't make anything simple that makes common sense. But I understand that. What I don't understand is any team that thinks it's a good idea to have two active quarterbacks on your 53-man roster only, because even if you have a third on the practice squad, what happens? Other teams, 31 other teams, could have an injury situation, and then they snatch your guy from the practice squad because they can't touch one and two. And then you have to sign a new quarterback who doesn't know the system or hasn't been practicing. If he knows any part of the system from the past, he hasn't been practicing with your team. And then he, okay, essentially becomes next man up if another injury happens. And don't think it can't happen, because, again, it happens all the time. I just chronicled earlier in the show how the Washington Redskins in 2018 just screwed themselves. And I screamed about it over and over. Mad Max, this was before you got here. I screamed about it over and over and over again. I remember being on Labor Day when they were making the cuts, and I was like, oh my God, what are they doing? And everyone laughed at me and thought, oh, you're just doing this as a bit. And I was right. They had not only two quarterbacks on the active roster, they had two quarterbacks only in the building. They didn't even have anybody on the practice squad. Never mind a third quarterback on the active roster. It was the greatest sin of a lack of common sense that Bruce Allen ever had in a sea of no common sense that Bruce Allen ushered. In a sea of it, two quarterbacks in the entire building. And then Alex Smith's leg unfortunately snapped on a short week, Thanksgiving week. And then Colt McCoy got hurt. And then Mark Sanchez was starting, who had been signed by the team 11 days before. And then Josh Johnson was playing, who had been signed a week and a half before. Remember in 2020. Remember in 2020. Ron Rivera's first year. The Commanders started Dwayne Haskins, the late Dwayne Haskins.
R.I.P.
Who, by the way, I didn't realize this. Thursday.
Yeah.
I believe it was Thursday.
Yep.
Was the 3-year anniversary of his death.
Time flies, dude. Whew. I remember being in my college apartment senior year, finding out that news, and it broke me. Like, that was, it just made me so sad. Like, because it just puts things into perspective. Like,
yeah.
It could be that quick.
I didn't know Dwayne as well as I knew other quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I wasn't around the team every day.
Yeah.
We had to talk about him a lot.
For sure.
But my understanding is from a coach in Pittsburgh that I know really, really well who doesn't BS anything.
Who's putting it together.
My understanding is he had really been working his butt off and really been taking things seriously, which he did not do here.
Yeah.
Yeah, 3 years, man.
It's a damn shame.
And the way he went out.
Awful.
You know. So, yeah, we should, you know, we don't, but we should pay homage, you know, to him because he was a first-round pick of the Redskins / Commanders.
Theismann gave him his number, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right about that. So anyway, we say that, you know, this is a football discussion, right? So Dwayne started the year and was ineffective. So then he gets hurt and Kyle Allen replaces it. He's ineffective, gets benched after the Baltimore game week 4. Kyle Allen replaces him as the starter week 5 against the Rams on a monsoon of a rain Sunday in early to mid-October. And Kyle Allen gets hurt. Okay, so now Dwayne's been benched. He's the number 3, and I think he was inactive that day. Kyle Allen starts, gets hurt because he tries to go head first for a first down near the end of the first half along the Redskins sideline, or then the Washington football team's sideline. And guess who his backup is? Oh, Alex Smith, who, let's just put it this way,
I mean, probably shouldn't have been playing football.
Ron Rivera and the coaching staff really didn't want him playing.
Yeah.
Okay? And all of a sudden, Alex Smith has to play. And remember, he got twisted around like a rag doll by Aaron Donald?
Yeah, Aaron Donald jumped on his back like a backpack.
Right.
The first play back.
He survives the rest of that game. They go back to Kyle Allen the next week. So Kyle Allen then gets hurt again. I think it was not the next week, but like a week after that.
Rapid.
And gets hurt and is lost for the rest of the season. So then Alex Smith then replaces him. And Dwayne then gets catapulted back up. And Steven Montez is on the practice squad.
Oh, man.
Because he was a rookie, unsigned or whatever it was. And then eventually when all of this shakes out and Dwayne continues to have some off-the-field issues, remember the hotel thing during COVID New Jersey where he had like guests or whatever and he wasn't supposed to. And then, obviously, the stripper thing for his birthday.
That's his birthday.
Yeah, I know. You know, so anyway, they signed Taylor Heinicke. So Taylor Heinicke obviously plays that. So, and during the playoff game, Taylor Heinicke gets hurt, and Steven Montez is on the sideline taking warm-up throws one split second away from going into the game. My point in telling you all this is Dwayne Haskins started that year, then Kyle Allen, then Alex Smith, back to Kyle Allen, back to Dwayne Haskins, finally to Taylor Heinicke, and they were one sliver away in the playoff game from Steven Montez playing.
Wasn't Mark Sanchez part of that season, or am I thinking of a different year?
Yeah, that Sanchez was the 18 year.
Year prior.
So twice this organization has had an absolute merry-go-round at quarterback. That's why the third-string quarterback is important. And there's been one man that's been screaming about that for years and years and years, and everyone laughed at me. Everyone thought I was just looking for something to talk about. I was right, as I always am. Masters leaderboard update time. Now.